Boy, the economy is in bad shape. Nearly 3 million Americans are currently getting unemployment insurance.
That is the most in 4 years. The number of first-time jobless claims filed last month is the highest it's been in a long time, and home foreclosures are at record levels.
Day-to-Day is beginning a series of stories that we're calling The Bottom Line. In the coming weeks, we're going to hear about people and businesses and communities affected by this economic downturn. And today, Joel Rose reports on a Pennsylvania agency that's trying to help people just find work.
Every day, hundreds of people pass through the Pennsylvania CareerLink office in Allentown. Administrator Esther Wenk says they can pick from a wide range of free services, including classes, workshops, and job fairs.
So this is our Career Resource Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it always this busy?
Yes, it is. We average about 150 people a day in here.
The room is as crowded as a computer lab the night before finals. Men, women, black, white, Latino, you name it. There isn't a single free computer. Most people are pouring through an online database of job openings. Others are looking through newspapers or filling out applications. This scene is normal, according to Lisa Lightcap.
More and more since January, some companies, the plants have closed down, so a lot of those people are coming here.
Lightcap worked for 15 years as an administrative assistant at Dun and Bradstreet in nearby Bethlehem. When she got laid off, Lightcap went back to school. She graduated from community college in December with a degree in business management. She's been looking for work ever since.
It's going okay. It's right now, it's kind of a slow time, but just recently I've started getting some phone calls, so that's encouraging.
Lightcap is putting up a good front. Not everyone here is so optimistic.
My job closed its doors, actually, on the 14th of March. So I'm out here looking for a job, and it's not nice.
Pat Moss of Easton, Pennsylvania, says she used to make good money as a machine operator at a roofing company. She's been reading the want ads in the paper, and she's not impressed.
It does not look good. There's, like, no jobs out here. There's jobs out here, true, like working in the department stores or some sort of retail, but who can afford to live off of $7, $10 an hour? It's like impossible, because you look at the rent in this area, the housing, the food, the gas. It's terrible.
The Lehigh Valley used to be synonymous with heavy industry, steel, coal, manufacturing. Think Billy Joel's song, Allentown. But lately, the region has been trying to reinvent itself with an economy based more on healthcare and technology. Until recently, it was adding jobs faster than any other part of the state, and unemployment was under 5%. But as the U.S. economy has slowed, the unemployment rate here has shot up more than a point.
The Lehigh Valley's grown a tremendous amount, but that has just topped out with housing, with unemployment.
Gail Fletcher moved to Bethlehem a few years ago, after working on Wall Street for 25 years. She's been looking for a job in business development since the day before Thanksgiving. The competition is fierce.
I have an undergraduate degree, no master's. I must get a master's, but it's hard when you're not working. Your unemployment's about to run out, and right now my unemployment is kind of dedicated to keeping my daughter out of the adjustable rate mortgage mess so she doesn't lose her house.
Local officials insist the downturn here will be brief. Nancy Dishnot directs the Lehigh Valley Workforce Investment Board.
We constantly hear from employers what their needs are. I mean, I can sit here and give you an entire list of all the jobs that are in demand in the Lehigh Valley, and you probably can't say that across the country.
But many of the jobs on that list don't pay as well as the ones the region is losing. And those that do require skills and training that a lot of workers here just don't have. That leaves job seekers like Gail Fletcher in a tough spot.
When you have job numbers like they are right now, I don't care if the officials call it a recession or not, it's a recession.
The only question for Fletcher is when it's going to end. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Our series, The Bottom Line, continues next week with a look at a city that's struggling, trying to figure out what to do with all the homes that have been abandoned in the foreclosure crisis.